And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 24th of March, 2010. It was on this day in 1955, Tennessee Williams' Cat on a Hot Tin Roof opened at the Marusco Theater in New York. Tennessee Williams was famous for coming to his own opening night performances and laughing his funny, high-pitched laugh at lines that nobody else found funny, and people in the audience turned around trying to see where the noise was coming from. It was on this day 30 years ago, Oscar Romero, the Archbishop of San Salvador, was assassinated, sparking the 12-year civil war in El Salvador. He was appointed Archbishop 3 years before, 1977, at a time when violence was escalating in the country between the landed wealthy and their right-wing government with its paramilitary death squads against farm workers and other laborers and leftist guerrilla groups. Romero had a reputation for being bookish and conservative, but within weeks of his becoming bishop, one of his good friends was killed by the death squads, an activist Jesuit priest named Rutilio Grande, and Romero held the funeral mass on the steps of the National Cathedral. 100,000 people showed up for it. He had his sermon broadcast over the radio, and he called for a government investigation of the murders going on in rural areas, and he called for an end of the regime of terror. He was called to Rome. The Vatican did not approve of his activism. He had become a proponent of liberation theology, a way of viewing the teachings of Christ from the perspective of the poor, arguing that poverty and oppression came from institutional sin, from injustice, the gospel seen as a call to action to eradicate the sin that is causing poverty and suffering. On March the 23rd, 1980, Oscar Romero gave a sermon in which he pleaded with soldiers and policemen not to carry out murderous orders. And the very next day, March the 24th, 30 years ago today, he was killed by a paid assassin while he said a funeral mass. He was at the altar lifting up the bread for consecration when a single bullet from an M16 was fired and struck him in the heart. His funeral was attended by 250,000 people, and the Salvadoran government sealed the case. His death set off a civil war for 12 years, which finally came to an end with the peace accords of 1992, in which the government agreed to initiate programs for economic growth to alleviate poverty. Here's a poem for today, a poem by Mary Oliver, entitled Sunrise. You can die for it, an idea, or the world. People have done so, brilliantly, letting their small bodies be bound to the stake, creating an unforgettable fury of light. But this morning, climbing the familiar hills in the familiar fabric of dawn, I thought of China and India and Europe, and I thought how the sun blazes for everyone just so joyfully as it rises under the lashes of my own eyes. And I thought, I am so many. What is my name? What is the name of the deep breath I would take over and over for all of us? Call it whatever you want. It is happiness. It is another one of the ways to enter fire. Sunrise, a poem by Mary Oliver from New and Selected Poems, Volume 1, published by Beacon Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, creators of the Chicago Poetry Tour, a virtual tour of the history of modern poetry, featuring archival recordings, photographs, and music. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by LendingTree.com, offering the new Loan Coach, giving personalized financial advice for every step of the lending process. Just one of the many tools at the all-new LendingTree.com. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.